When we get him on the run once, we're going to keep him on the run. Go, go, go. And we aren't going to stop until we go to that goal line. What do you say, Ben?
Hey, man, come on. It's the coach getting you all psyched up. That, of course, famous inspirational words from Newt Rockne over at Notre Dame. But with us right now is Coach Mike Winters, who is author of a book called The Journey, Lessons from the Hardwood, an award-winning high school basketball coach, 25 years of coaching experience, all sorts of information in this book about high school athletes and how they should be treated and the relationship with parents and school systems. And, Coach, it's great to have you on. So glad you could make it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I just happen to be wearing my Notre Dame shirt as you played that intro, so how perfect was that? I'm a big Notre Dame fan, so you nailed the intro. I appreciate that.
Well, good. Just, you know, knowing that you were coming on today, I had some fond memories of my days long ago playing high school football. I was a horrible basketball player. We don't need to go there. But I had just a really great high school coach named Herb DeRomedy, who went on actually to be the athletic director at one of the colleges in Michigan, and is now in the College Football Hall of Fame, which I thought was pretty cool.
I think that's a great, it's a great segue here. And I just think one of the things that the book really focuses on is trying to get young coaches to realize where their real impact is. It's not necessarily wins and losses, but it's relationships, it's life lessons, it's all of those things that go on well beyond high school sports.
Well, yeah, and I think that that's been one of the aspects of sports that has always been there. I've heard players who have played, at the highest levels professionally, and they're out of the game for a while, and someone asks them in an interview, well, what do you miss most? And invariably, they say the team, the camaraderie, the relationships with the other players, with the coaches. It really is, if done correctly, a great world to live in for a while.
It truly is, and that's hence the name of the book, The Journey. You nailed it. When I get together with my former teams, I think when I was a young coach, I assume when we got together 10 years down the road, we were talking about wins and all these great things. And these guys get together, and they're talking about bus rides and
right.
hotel, stays in hotels when we were at tournaments out of town and all those things. Just relationships. And I think that's one thing I think I try to use a lot with parents to bridge the gap is – what you want and what your son wants out of this whole deal doesn't always line up. It doesn't always match up, and you have to understand that it's their journey. It's not your journey. You had yours. It's a tough conversation to have sometimes.
Well, that's an area that has seen its fair share of friction. The helicopter parent or whatever it's called, the play my kid coach, how come he's not getting in? The movie Hoosiers, they're all over the new coach because he's not playing whatever. He's got a different system than they've had at this high school for decades. That's got to be a real challenge to try to balance parents and school administration and the high school player.
It is, and I think, a huge factor in all of that today is the fact that parents have so much money invested with travel sports beginning at such a young age. So I think, I think as parents, we've always wanted more for our kids, right? We've always wanted them to have, nicer things and live a better life and all those things. I don't think that's changed at all, but I think when you factor in that you've got parents that are paying for travel ball at sometimes several thousand dollars for a season, and doing it from the time their kids are 7, 8 years old on up, it's definitely changed the way they view it. And I think, one thing that gets lost in that whole shuffle is when AAU started, it was for the elite player. It wasn't for everybody like it is today. So you had this really high percentage of kids who did get college scholarships. And everybody thought, well, hey, they're giving this high level scholarships out to these kids. We got to play too. But it's certainly been watered down along the way. They've turned it into a billion-dollar industry every year. And, you know, anybody that can play now. And so that's certainly changed in terms of the percentage of kids who go on to college. Those elite players are still getting those scholarships. That hasn't changed. But like I said, they've just turned it into a billion-dollar industry.
Well, just this past weekend, there's a story that has come out about we'll get into it in a little bit, about a ESPN carrying high school football over the weekend.
Yes.
Oh, you know this story? And there's this one.
It's so funny. I heard you mention it about 15 minutes ago, and I just stumbled onto this right at the end of the school day today. And I'm assuming somebody at ESPN got fired over this.
Well, we'll get the details in a few minutes, but just the idea. Okay. Just the idea that high school sports are on ESPN.
You're right. That in and of itself tells you that there's a lot of money there, right? It's not on ESPN if there's not money there. So
I mean,
that in itself is a different discussion.
Right, because high school sports didn't used to be on ESPN. I mean, maybe a championship game or something, but you know, now you have the ESPNs, the app, the streaming, and they need the content. And so I don't know how it's determined that high schools get on, but I know that there's a lot of machinery going on financially. Who else? Yeah. Politically? Who you know? I know that there are small schools, private schools, who actually go out and recruit basketball players to come to their school, even though they don't live in that area at all. And and they turn into a traveling squad, and they're out. I don't know how many games they go out for, but it's so unamateur. You know what I mean?
It is. And I think that ties into, you know, we just mentioned the AAU culture. And with that, you've got these scouting services, recruiting services that are, you know, they're writing up stories on these kids when they're 13, 14 years old. And so as you're watching those high school games on ESPN, you'll notice that they're saying so-and-so is the number 77 recruit in the ESPN top 100.
Right.
So they're promoting their own scouting services right there within that game. So generally, usually those kids are you know, each team has a few of those players, a few of those special talented kids on those teams. So this most recent one, from what I'm reading, these kids were all like junior college dropouts of things that they sold as a high school. So I don't know how exactly that worked out the way it did, but it makes you shake your head a little bit.
Yeah, and we'll get into that story with more of the details when we come back, but we're going to take a break and then have more conversation with Coach Mike on 720 WGN.
Do you believe in man-to-man or zone defense?
Yeah, just a little pressure from the local Chamber of Commerce on a brand new high school coach before he's even coached one game. That, of course, from Hoosiers at 7:48. John Landecker at 7:20. WGN talking to Coach Mike Winters, author of a book called The Journey, Lessons from the Hardwood. Coach Mike, that scene obviously is based somewhere in reality. Have you had to run into, if not school administration pressure, then parental pressure from players?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been pretty lucky with administrative pressure. First of all, Hoosiers is probably the best basketball league of all time. So, again, you nailed that with me on here. But the reality is with coaching, you're going to run into some parent issues. And, you know, they can kind of run the whole gamut of, you know, my kid's not playing enough to my kid's not getting enough shots or whatever the sport is. And, you know, it's a delicate balance. I think one thing I tell parents is look, you can't talk to the coach within 24 hours of a game because you're too emotional and I'm probably too emotional, and it's probably just not going to be a productive conversation. And I think that's a rule that most high schools are adopting these days, is that 24-hour rule.
Mm.
And then secondly, I think the approach is everything. I think, and obviously, if we're talking about youth sports, a lot of times you've got a volunteer coach, and that volunteer coach is not always the best. He or she volunteered. They gave up their time, and that's got to be respected. And I think the way you approach a coach is everything. I think, coaches have egos. You know, we feel like we're right most of the time. I'm one that's not afraid to admit when I make a mistake. But I think when you approach a coach as a parent, you want to approach it and frame it as though, you know, look, I'm here to be your ally. Like, little Johnny's asking me questions about this situation. I want to make sure I'm not telling them something that you're, you know, something different than what you're telling them. I think when you're talking about younger kids, then that's really important. Like, frame it as if you're the coach's ally and you want to help them, and you just want to make sure you're reinforcing things for them. You know, as you get older, the high school level, that conversation gets tougher because, you know, there are, again, we've talked about already the amount of money some families have spent, and, you know, now they're not playing at the high school level as much as they thought they should, or, you know, mm-hmm. they've invested all this money. And trying to get them to realize that, once again, that, you know, what they want and what the kid wants doesn't always match up. And I've had that conversation where I've had the parent and the player both right there and just ask them, you know, what are you looking to get out of the season? And ask the parent the same question, and they can see right then and there that it doesn't match up all the time. So,
yeah,
trying to get them to understand that you know, it's, they have to let go. They've got to let their kids figure it out and trust the coaches. But that's not always the easiest thing for a parent to do. And as a parent, I understand a lot of that as well.
Yeah, and the level of competition on the high school level now to get into a university, get a scholarship. It, to me, is unreal. I had, just by chance, was at a dinner about 3 years ago with some people who were new to our area, and I asked the gentleman what he did. And what he did, or does, is catalog high school player video to market to prospective universities. That's his job. Yeah. That's his job. I couldn't believe it.
And he probably does really well doing it. And I think, you know, another thing that I talk to parents a lot about, parents ask me, you know, should they start specializing in a sport? Should they give up football to focus on basketball? And I'll tell you a story that I wrote in the book. And young man played for Northwestern, played football for Northwestern. His name is Dean Lowry. And Dean is a starting defensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers right now. And Dean was a senior in high school when I took the job at Rockford Boylan Catholic High School. And Dean was just playing football at the time. And he came to me and he said, I want to come back out for basketball my senior year. And, of course, Dean's 6'5", 240 at the time. So I'm like, yeah, you can do whatever you want, kid. And so they win a state championship in football for the second consecutive year. And Dean comes out for basketball. And he's being recruited by, you know, the Mid-American Conference, NIU, Miami of Ohio, schools like that. And Northwestern pops in for a basketball game. And liked what they saw. About a week later, their defensive coordinator showed up, watched the game. About 2 weeks after that, Coach Fitzgerald himself shows up to a game. And after the game, you know, I talked to the kids, and I'd come out and I'm talking to Coach Fitzgerald while Dean's getting ready after the game. And he says, you know, Coach, basketball has been really good for us to see. We've seen more athleticism on film than we knew was there. We see him running the floor. We see him ripping out rebounds above the rim. He's just a way better athlete than we knew about.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if it wasn't for basketball, we wouldn't be offering Dean a scholarship tonight.
I
had to do a double take. I had to do a double take and look at him and said, you're offering Dean tonight. He goes, yep, we are. And, you know, Dean comes up and, you know, I just kind of smiled and patted him on the back and said, I'll let you two talk and walked off. And, you know, so if a Dean Lowry doesn't get a Big Ten scholarship offer, is he playing for the Green Bay Packers right now? You have to kind of wonder. And here's a kid that was just one of the best football players in the state of Illinois, and he played multiple sports. So I think that's that conversation we have with parents all the time that are pushing. Maybe it's not the parents. Maybe it's their travel team coach or whatever it is pushing these kids to specialize. I'm the opposite. I tell them, look, if you want to go play football as a basketball coach, if you want to go play football, play, because you got one chance to do it. And when it's over, it's over. So I think there's, you know, there's a lot to learn in that story with Dean and obviously his success with the Packers going on 4 or 5 years now speaks for itself.
Yeah. Absolutely. I do want to touch on this thing that happened on ESPN, and I'm not even sure if I've got it straight, but apparently a fake high school, if such a thing exists, played a game. Am I right about that? Or
That's what I read today. Yeah, I don't even know if it was an actual high school, if they just kind of put together a team and put themselves out there to ESPN as a high school.
It's a scam. I mean, it's a total scam of manufacturing. I've never heard of anything like this. Manufacturing.
I would have, do they get a guarantee from ESPN? You know, do they get a cash guarantee for being on? I'm assuming they probably did.
I mean, they got creamed. And, you know, what they were beat. They were totally demolished in their first game, I guess, which according to this article, made people wonder even more, who are they? Because, you know, they weren't any good. And, you know, if you're on ESPN, if you're on ESPN, you're supposed to be good. And these guys were horrible. And it turns out it's this whole online, they lied about their players, if indeed they have any. I mean, the school is not listed in the directory of the High School Athletic Association. It's just mind-boggling.
I know there's that fine line between high schools and prep schools these days. Some of these prep schools are popping up as basketball factories or football factories or whatever they are. These are kids who are, in a lot of cases, not every kid, but in a lot of cases, they're kids who are not on track to graduate or be a D1 qualifier, but they have the talent. So they go to these prep schools, you know, try to get their grades to where they need to be so they can be a D1 qualifier. So there's that fine line there with that. And I know a lot of these schools that play on ESPN are prep schools. So they're you know, they are like,
oh, I see. Able to get
from all over the country.
Yep.
And, you know, turn out an elite team and get these guys ready to where they can play at that next level. But my guess is that's how they tried to sell themselves as a startup prep school. But I know some of the academics in some of these schools is questionable. Some of them do it the right way. And I know the academics in some of them can be questioned.
Well, Coach Mike, thank you so much for being on. It's been great talking to you. All the best. If people want to get your book, is there a website that you've got?
Yeah, you can go to www.coachwinners.com, or you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, any of those sites also have it. So,
good enough.
Available on a digital download or a hardcover copy as well.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it.